And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Ding ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore here with Keith Parrish for your Monday morning weekend update. Before we start, don't forget, if you aren't a subscriber, you can go get this podcast ad-free along with all the journalism and reporting and opinion that we offer at The Athletic by going to theathletic.com/NBA show. A lot of stuff happened over the weekend, so we're going to jump right in. And first off, health and safety protocols have taken over the league. As of this recording late Sunday night, there are currently 71 players in the league's health and safety COVID protocols. Needless to say, listing every single name would take up the whole show. The guys broke down the situation over on Basketball Buds, so check that out. Or up here on the Athletic NBA Show right after the ding. They break down the whole situation. They're going to talk about how teams are going to cope and all the guys that we don't know that we're going to learn. Keith, we had the game of the weekend on Sunday evening. Bulls-Lakers. Bulls getting back guys from the health and safety protocols, namely DeMar DeRozan. And he was just fantastic in this. Did not miss a beat. After missing 2 weeks in the health and safety protocols, he comes back, scores 38, including taking the game-leading shot with about a minute left.
DeMar with an incredible game. I love these narrative-type games. DeMar DeRozan playing the Lakers. He's a Southern Cal guy. Then he goes out, has a huge 19-point fourth quarter, takes over the game at the end and puts it away. And also, by the way, we have to say, we're contractually obligated to say, the Bulls are back. They didn't play for a week. I mean, they're literally back. We went the whole week without the Bulls, and they play this great game against the Los Angeles Lakers and their collection of old all-NBA players. They started four Hall of Famers, I think. I mean, like Carmelo started, Rajon Rondo started. You had DeAndre Jordan, a multiple-time All-Star starting. This is a collection of, just classic NBA players. It's strange. I know health and safety protocols played a lot into who actually suited up and played for the Lakers. Also, Frank Vogel, the coach of the Lakers, is out in health and safety protocols. So David Fizdale got his shot. I would love to know if, like, did David Fizdale change? Did he do things different than maybe Vogel would have done? There's no way to know, again, because of basically, they played the guys they had, and the guys they had were a collection of guys who were awesome 5 years ago.
Actually, I'm going to just say they were pretty good in this game. I thought the effort level from the Lakers was excellent, and it has been lacking in recent weeks. So Fizdale, maybe he inspired them a little bit. Maybe it was Isaiah Thomas being in the starting lineup. And, you know, you talked about guys coming in off the street for the Lakers, just they're so shorthanded. Isaiah Thomas started in this game, had 13 points, 3 of 7 from three, had a nice offensive rebound tip in. I mean, he's just playing like a big man. That was really nice to see. LeBron had 31, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. And this, to me, this is one of my favorite types of LeBron games when he's shorthanded, doesn't have a lot of guys that can do stuff with him. And you can see him take on the extra load and try to slow things down. A lot of post-ups from LeBron tonight.
Yeah, one thing I really did enjoy, and we poke fun at these guys they have on the team and the way the roster's been assembled, but you are correct. They looked good tonight. They played well together. And then you have a guy like Isaiah Thomas, who's been out of the league, and then he's played 2 games for the Lakers. He's got juice. Like, he looks like he can play. And it's just one of those weird things where you watch all these NBA games like we do, you know, like night after night, year after year. And then when a guy's not in the league, you're just like, all right, I guess he doesn't have it anymore. And then he shows up on this stage and like, oh, Isaiah Thomas, I guess he can still play. And so it was impressive. Even like DeAndre Jordan wasn't abysmal. Like the Lakers did, they fought hard. They played a very close game. And like, you know, LeBron when his back's against the wall, does he go deeper into his bag of tricks? Does he go more into the post? Does he like assert himself more on defense? It seemed like it because he looked great tonight. And the Lakers, like, again, I like to get my jokes off, but they looked good in defeat.
Yeah, you can't knock them. Carmelo Anthony came off the bench, 21 points, closed out the game for them. I thought he actually played better defense on Vooch than DeAndre Jordan did. Hit 5 threes in this game. I mean, it was like a throwback game. You set all the Hall of Famers. I mean, it was a fun game, and the Bulls are just a better team. Alex Caruso, revenge game, had 17 points, including an 11-point third quarter where really I thought the Bulls were scuffling at first, and he got them back into it and really set up the big fourth quarter from DeRozan. So Caruso showing his value again. Lonzo Ball, 19 points. And Vucevic, better game. 19 points, 13 rebounds, 3 of 6 from 3. And this is the kind of performance they're going to need from him if they're really a contender in the East, Keith.
Is it a narrative game for Vooch too? I feel like I forget he went to USC. So like it could be a Vooch throwback. You got Lonzo Ball fighting him.
I mean, all roads go through LA.
Sure, of course. The center the NBA orbits around.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more. Speaking of LA, former LA Clipper Shai Gilgeous-Alexander beat his old team somehow with the most wide open game winner I have seen in recent memory. 27-foot step back.
It was wide open only because he locked Nick Batum into like a weird back pedal, faked him out. Like Batum, you feel bad because this guy hadn't been playing recently. He makes a huge shot for the Clippers at the end of this game, but then Shai cooks him on the step back. Shai, with two consecutive games making these heroic shots. Earlier in the week, you had basically the end of the greatest end in an NBA basketball game ever, where Shai made like a 35-footer, and then Devontae Graham hit a 65-footer, so it erased Shai's shot. That shot, the Devontae Graham shot, was good for the Thunder's tanking chances, so they're like, all right, fine, this improved our draft pick. This one, when the Thunder pick up a win, sure, it hurts their own draft pick, but it's that sweet, sweet victory over a team whose draft pick you own the rights to. So that's just that's a great win for our Thunder fans, and it was an exciting win. I mean, maybe Bulls-Lakers was the game of the weekend, but the finish, the Clippers-Thunder showdown was so good. Like, Dort's legit, right? Dort's awesome.
Well, Dort is our next candidate for discussion here. 29 points from Lu Dort, 5 rebounds, 4 of 8 from 3 for a guy. I mean, this is the – not to get all contract guy on you, but this is the greatest contract in the NBA. This guy was a starter on a playoff team, and he basically signed for peanuts, Keith. I don't understand how he slipped through the cracks, but Oklahoma City's development should get some credit, but Lu Dort should get credit too. And this guy's a man beast. Did you see that steal he had where he literally just ripped the ball away?
Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
This is mine. I'm taking this right now. Nothing you can do.
Yeah, Lu Dort is a player. And you know, the story from the game is going to be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hitting the game winner. That's how it works. But they don't win this game if it isn't for Lu Dort's 29 points and his defense, man. He was awesome.
Well, so the Daily Ding's own Andrew Schlecht has pointed out to me before that like a big step forward for Dort this year is the finishing at the basket. And that's why you're seeing like his stats go from just abysmal efficiency with some highlight plays sprinkled in and some notable locking up James Harden in the postseason. But now he's become an every night. This is a legitimate guy who can fit, you know, in the rotation basically of any playoff team. And it looks like the Thunder have another great young piece alongside Shai Gilgeous. And also our guy Giddy. Josh Giddey had 18 rebounds in this game. That's ridiculous.
Keith, I have a rule here. If we're going to talk about a guy when he's down, we got to talk about him when he's having good games. And Damian Lillard has now had a couple of good games in a row, so we got to talk about the Portland Trail Blazers. They beat your Memphis Grizzlies, who were hot, 105-100, and Damian Lillard was the key for this for Portland. 32 points, only 3 of 9 from three, but did go to the free throw line 12 times, hit 11 of them. That was huge, and he was actually, this was not grift three-point line trips. This, he did have a four-point play in this game, but he certainly earned his trips to the free throw line in this one.
Yeah, Dylan Brooks had a career-high 37 points in this one, but he also had three-shot fouls he committed playing defense against the Portland Trail Blazers. Yeah, Portland gets a nice win. They've now picked up a couple good wins where Damian Lillard's gone off in the first quarters of each of these games, and that's been enough to propel the team to victory. They beat up on the Hornets, who maybe play some defense every once in a while. You need to stop a team at some point to ever get a win. Hornets, that's just a little aside. But then, in this game, the Grizzlies, who've been winning without Ja Morant, don't get the performances from Jaren Jackson Jr. they've been getting. They don't get the performance from Desmond Bane, and Damian Lillard comes through, and also Norm Powell has a huge game to kind of right the ship a little bit for the Trailblazers. And the Grizzlies aren't—they're not struggling yet, going down to the wire. But again, you got to give a lot of credit to the way the Trailblazers played. Even Robert Covington, who's been struggling this year, had a very nice game.
Yeah, big Norm Powell game, 28 points, 5 of 8 from 3. And, you know, that guy's been a great addition for them. And when you have these instances where CJ is out and you get to see what a bigger guard looks like next to Dame, you start thinking about, you know, trade season coming up and what's this team going to look like down the stretch. And you mentioned Dylan Brooks, 37 points. This guy's important for what the Grizzlies have done. And I know that he can be up and down, but on the nights when he's up like this, and playing the sort of defense that he does, I mean, he's as important as Ja Morant is, I think, to this team.
He might be. He's the glue. He's the spiritual leader, we say. I mean, Ja is going to be the ceiling raiser for the Grizzlies as an all-NBA-type player. As far as they're going to go, I think Ja's going to carry him. But Dylan Brooks is an incredibly important piece what the Grizzlies have going on. A reason their defense was terrible all season was Dylan was not available. Now that since he's been back, it seems like he's basically taken a step. He's over 19 points per game for the year, right around there. And combining that with that lockdown defense where he goes at every team's top scorer every single night. So, you know, a lot of times a guy like Damian Lillard will get the upper hand, but there's other nights when Dylan shuts that guy down and that proves his value to this team. And yeah, he's a huge piece for the Grizzlies.
We got to give a shout out as we close here to the Detroit Pistons taking down Gabe Vincent and the Miami Heat to break their 14 game losing streak. We love streaks. And we like to see the losing streaks end, Keith. This was a special one for them.
Maybe you like to see the losing streaks end. I love a good losing streak. But yeah, congratulations, Pistons, getting off the snide. Cade Cunningham's been playing well, but 14 in a row is a lot. Congrats on taking down Max Strus and those guys from Miami.
Pistons now 5-24, so I think they're well in the lead for that number one pick in the draft. That's going to do it for the show, folks. Don't forget, Basketball Buds coming up next right here on the Athletic NBA Show, so stay tuned for that. For Keith Parrish, I'm Dave DeFore. Keith, what do we say?
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code The Athletic and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.